Mike. Good morning.
早上好。
With your Bibles open to the book of Matthew.
我们现在把圣经翻到马太福音。
Today we're going to talk about loving God and loving others.
我们今天所要讲的题目就是要爱神爱人。
Have you ever been in love before?
我们有没有爱过人呢？
I know I have.
我知道我爱过。
I can well recall when I was in college and my wife was back in Jamaica and I was here.
我记得那个时候我在读大学的时候，我的太太还在牙买加，我在这里。
But my heart was in Jamaica because she was there.
但是我的心那个时候是在牙买加，因为她在那里。
Not only did she.Of my heart, I remember I didn't have much money to pay my fare home, but I got some money, and all I got a cheap ticket that took me all the way to Detroit, to Florida, to Jamaica, but anything to be there.
我那个时候是个穷学生，所以没有钱，常常回去。但是有的时候我就找一个很廉价的机票，把我带到那个飞机，得要飞到。底特律，再飞到佛罗里达，再飞回牙买加。但是不管怎么样，我回去我就很高兴。
But what does it mean to love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul?
但是什么是要全心全意全力来爱你的神呢
？Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, help us to understand what it means to love you.
主帮助我们，让我们知道什么是来爱你。
And not only help us to understand, but help us to truly love you.
主也不要仅仅让我们只是明白，也让我们实际来爱你。
And to love and care for others.
也来爱别人。
Amen.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 22.
马太福音第二十二章。
I have a confession to make.
我有一个告白。
When I was asked to minister today, God laid on my heart to speak about love, and I tried to avoid it.
当我在准备这个讲章，今天要讲什么的时候，神让我讲爱，但是我那个时候就不想讲。
After doing some digging, I realized that this subject is much too vast for me, and also the conviction that was arresting my heart when I was researching.
我在准备的时候，我越在想这个题目，我就觉得说这个题目实在是太大了，太深了。我在准备的时候，我心里边就有神从神那边来的，感动。
So on Tuesday, the secretary was asking me for my scripture passage, and I said, "Just give me two more days, two more days."
当礼拜二的时候，我们的教会的秘书给我打电话说要讲什么样的题目，我就跟他讲说，可以不可以给我再多两天，我再想一想。
And during those days, I was trying to look for other topics to speak on, and it's like the Lord was saying, "No, you're going to speak on that one."
那两天我就在想可不可以讲什么别的题目，但是神跟我讲说不，你就讲这个。
And then I said I surrender, Lord.
所以那个时候我就跟神说，我投降了。
It is obvious from this passage here that when we talk about the love of God, we're talking about something really big.
我们在这个经节里边就看到说，我们讲到爱神，这是一个很大的一个题目。
You see, when we get this one straight, we don't have to talk about people coming to prayer meeting.
我们在这个地方讲不是只是对一些来祷告会的人来讲。
We don't have to encourage people to go share the love of Christ to others when we get this one straight.
我们要是把这个知道这个题目的话，我们就不需要再总是去鼓励人家去爱别人。
We don't even have to ask people to use their money and their time and whatever treasures that they have to build the kingdom of God, because if they have this one straight, loving God, everything else falls into place.
如果我们知道怎么样子来爱神，我们也不需要跟人家去讲说我们怎么样用我们的金钱去建立神的国，因为如果我们这一点知道的话，我们这些事情都可以都别的事情都可以跟上去了。
So what does it mean to love God, and how does that look like in the life of a believer?
那什么是爱神呢？那我们在我们生活上具体有什么样的表现呢？
To find the answers, we're going to have to do a little bit of digging, because we need to understand what it means about the heart, the soul, and the mind.
如果我们想知道这个题目的话，我们就需要再进深一点，我们就要知道说什么是尽心，尽心尽力。
We read from the context in Deuteronomy because it forms the backdrop for what's happening here in the New Testament.
我们这样子，我们就要看一看《生命记》里面所讲的，因为这个是一个从那边来的引来的话。
In the immediate context in Matthew, the religious leaders wanted to trick Jesus, so they were asking him a bunch of questions.
在马太福音二十二章里边，就是看到说，当时的一些宗教的领袖就想来找耶稣的画饼。所以他们就问耶稣很多很多的问题。
The Pharisees, they started out first, and they asked, should we pay taxes, Jesus? And then the Sadducees comes up and asks about the resurrection question, all these theological issues.
当初那个法利赛人就先来问耶稣说我们应该不该纳税。那这个完了以后，撒都该人又问耶稣以后有没有复活的事情。后面还好多好多关于神学上面的一些很难的问题。
Again, the Pharisees, they asked another question, and you may ask, there's nothing big or difficult about this question. In verse 34, they ask, sending one of their lawyers, saying, which is the great commandment in the law?
法利赛人在马太福音二十二章三十四节里边就叫了一个律法师。来试探耶稣。
Well, the trick in this is that it's not just the Ten Commandments that we know as the Decalogue, but there is the ceremonial laws and there is a covenant law. So you're talking about over 600 laws.
这里边不是简简单单的讲到那个十诫里边的那个律法。这里边还有很多具体你行出来的时候犹太人里边的很多的律例和规条，那个当初有差不多600多个律例和规条在你实际生活里边怎么样子来做。
In answering them, Jesus quoted from the book of Deuteronomy.
所以这里耶稣就从就引了生命记第六章里边的话。
And notice when he quotes the verse at the end, he said,The law and the prophets hang on these two, loving God and loving one another. In other words, the entire Old Testament, law and prophet, hangs on these two. That means it's very important.
最后的时候就讲到说这两条诫命是律法和先知的一切道理的总纲。所以就讲说这两条是非常非常重要的，是整个的旧约的律法和先知所有的一切的总纲。
So with your Bibles, let's get the backdrop in order. Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
所以这样子我们就来翻翻圣经里边《生命记》第六章。
The word Deuteronomy is referring to what we call second law.
这个《生命记》本身就是在讲说是第二次颁律法。
They are right now at the embankment, just before they go into the promised land where there is milk and honey and prosperity. And Moses is giving them again the laws of God to prepare them.
就是当以色列人要进迦南美地那个流奶与蜜之地的时候，之前，摩西再一次把神的律法来重申。
Practically every Jewish boy or people would know about the Shema. That's what this verse is called. It starts off with Shema, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one.
这一段圣经在以色列人里边，他们老老少少都知道这个圣经。这个原文在以色列原文里边叫希玛，所以这个字就是说你们要听，以色列人你们要听。
That's in verse 4, but I wanted to pay attention carefully to how this verse lines up just before they go into the promised land.
这句话是在第四节里边讲，但是我们就要看一看说这句话跟以色列人他们进那些应许之地有什么关系。
It comes just before because God warns them many times over. He knew that they're going to go into a land of prosperity, and that His love will be competed for. So He warned them several times, "Love me with all your heart and soul."
神知道他们要进入一个应许之地，在那个地里边是他们丰富之地，他们会有很多的丰富在那个地图里边，所以神一直在那里强调一件事情，就是说你进去那个地的时候你要爱我。
Before we even dive into this verse, we can even start to make applications, because there is a tendency that when we are not that affluent, when we don't have so many of the world's goods, when we are desperate, we tend to fall in love with God more.
我们还没有进入这些经节的时候，我们就可以知道说这些在我们的生活里面就有一点实际的应用。就像我们一般来讲，我们生活里面要如果很不顺利，很贫困，我们就会依靠神比较紧密一点。
So he warns them several times. We don't have to turn to the scriptures now because we have a bunch to look at later. But he says, if you love me with all your heart and soul.I'm going to bless you. You're going to stay in the land, and you will be mine.
所以那个神就讲说，如果你要是尽心、尽性、尽力来爱我的话，我就会祝福你们，而且让你们在那个应许之地里边能够昌盛。
Notice verse 5, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
第五节里边讲说你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。
And the remaining of the verse tells us that we should what? Impress these things, the love of God upon the hearts of our children and the next generation, and use teachable opportunities to impress God's love upon them.
第六节就讲到说你要记住这些话，而且要把这些话教导你的儿女，让他们也能够知道，而且在任何的可以教的场合里边都要教他们。
Okay, we're going to use Israel as our reference point because Israel is kind of like a relationship that we have with Christ. They have a relationship with God. God often describes Israel as my wife, and we are the bride of Christ. So we're going to use them as our reference.
我们在这里就用以色列人作为我们的参照点，因为像以色列人跟神当初的关系，就像我们现在跟基督的关系，也就是圣经里面常常讲的新妇和新郎的关系。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 22.
我们再翻回马太福音第22章。
And let's pick up at verse 37.
让我们来看第37节。
Jesus now quotes the most important commandment. He says, you shall love the Lord your God. This is love Yahweh, the most almighty God, with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind.
第37节耶稣就引用生命记里边的话讲说，爱你的神要尽心尽性尽意爱你主你的神，这个神也就是在旧约里边用的那个亚伟。
To this Jesus said, this is the first and great commandment.
他说这个是诫命中的第一的，也是最大的。
Now let me ask you something before we define heart. Do you love God?
让我在我们在对这个尽心这件事情下定义之前，我问一件事情，说你是不是爱神？谢谢。
Let me get more specific. Leaders, do you love God?
让我再比较具体一点，说这边的在教会里边负责的弟兄，你们爱不爱神
？Teenagers, do you love God?
在我们当中的年轻人，你爱不爱神
？Parents, do you love God?
在我们当中做父母的，你爱不爱神
？Elderly, do you love God?
在我们当中的年长的。
Everybody else, do you love God?
其余的人也爱不爱神
？Let's examine to see if we truly love God.
让我们看看我们是不是真的来爱神。
The word heart is our Greek word that we call cardia, where we get what? What's the English word? Cardiology from.
这个心这个字是从希腊文里边的 cardia。Cardia 就是我们现在所讲心脏科 cardiology 这个字根的来源。
When the Bible uses the word, it may use it in two sense. Yes, one as an organ of the body that keeps things pumping, but also as in a metaphorical sense, like a symbol.
在圣经里边讲到这个字的时候，讲到心这个字的时候，也有两个意思。一个意思就是说，我们在我们的生理上面有这个器官，就叫做心脏。那还有一个呢，就是用比喻的来讲法，就是我们的心。
As a symbol, it means that it is the spiritual center of man, or the seat of the emotions and feelings.
用比喻的来讲，这个心的意思就是说，是我们这个人整个的中心，是我们的情绪、情感的所在的地方。
It's the center of man's instincts and passion, the center of his intellect and man's will, the center of his power and decision.
它也是我们的意志的中心，也是我们的情感的中心，也是我们的知识、智慧的中心。
In other words.The heart is like the control tower of man.
好像这个心就是我们这个人的指挥塔。
Whoever have your heart, basically, that person or that thing has you.
如果你的心里边被一个东西占据了，那个东西就占据了你整个全人。
The Lord recognizes this, and he says that.You know, people look on the outside appearance, but God looks on the heart, the condition of the heart.
神知道这件事，所以神说，人是看外表，但是神检查我们的心。
It reminds me of a video that I saw, actually came on Dateline.
就让我想起有一个录像，就是其实从 Dateline 这个节目里边出来。
Now, if you've seen this, you would have.Knock your socks off because Dateline had these cameras set up in a house where men who have certain reputation they were going online to meet young men to have relationship with them.
那里就铺露一些事实，就是有一些人他是在英特网上面去诱惑一些小男孩，做一些不好的事情。
And who came through that door? A doctor, a rabbi, a teacher. You know, we would be esteeming those people.
那谁去那边去做这些事情呢？他们偷偷的录像就看到有很多的医生，还有教师，还有很有地位的人。
But God knows the heart.
但是神知道人心。
The Bible says a couple of things about the heart. Let me look at a couple here. With Matthew 15:18, it says, "But the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart, and those that defile the man. For out of the heart come evil thoughts and murders, adulteries."Fornication, thefts, and false witness, and slanders.
那我们看看心能够做什么？在马太福音第十五章第十八节里边讲，唯独出口的是从心发出来的，这才污秽人。因为从心里发出来的有恶念、凶杀、奸淫、苟合、偷盗、妄政、 谤读，这都是污秽人的。
In other words, if the heart, even though the body hasn't moved as yet, Jesus said, if a man looks at a woman and lusts after her in his heart, he's committed adultery already. The heart.
所以神是鉴察人心，所以当我们人外边的身体还没有做任何事的时候，如果我们的心里边对一个女看到一个女妇人，她动了淫念，在耶稣讲起来，这个也是她犯了奸淫的罪。
Even when the church began in Acts chapter 5:3, we are told that Satan filled the heart of Ananias and Sapphira to lie to God.
在使徒行传第五章里边也讲到有一个人叫亚拿尼亚，他撒旦入了他的心，那个时候他也犯这个罪。
In Matthew chapter 5, we are told that only those who have a pure heart will see God.
在马太福音第五章里边就讲到说，只有心存清洁的人能够见神。
In other words, you can be here looking at me, but your heart is thinking about something else.
换句话讲，你可能是坐在这里，你看着我，但是你的心却在什么地方？在别的地方。
Is God the object of your affection, of your heart?
是不是？神占据我们的心呢？
You can tell me when if sports is what my heart belongs at, I'll do anything to satisfy my heart. If money, if position, I'll do anything because it has my heart.
如果我们心里边被那个运动，或者是被金钱，或者不是是被我们的地位、我们的职业所占据的时候，我们这个整个人就被这些事情来占据。
That's why one of the first things that happens when someone comes to know Jesus Christ, God takes the heart and changes it.
所以当那个当人来认耶稣，刚刚开始认耶稣的时候，神就把他的心来改变。
We are told in Hebrews chapter 10:22 that a God will, through the blood of Jesus, to wash our hearts.
在希伯来书第十章里边就讲到说，耶稣的血来洗净我们。
Proverbs tells us that Proverbs 23:7, so a man thinks in his heart, so is he.
在箴言第。在箴言第二十三章第七节里边就讲说，他的心如何，他的人也如何。
So then, the heart, it seems like it thinks what you would think is just the mind, but the heart has emotion and passions. What is your passion? What do you constantly long for? Is it God?
所以在我们的心里边。什么在我们的心里边，我们就会对那件事情里有热情，所以我们常常要问我们这个在我们的里边是不是神在我们的里边。
Do our hearts beat for God?
是不是我们的心是为了神的？
Next, we are told that we should not only love Him with our hearts, but also with our soul.
在下面就讲到说，我们不仅要靠我们全心来爱主，我们要用全。
It's not always easy to distinguish between heart and soul and mind in the scripture because they're somewhat used interchangeably sometimes.
全心和全性不是很好区别，因为在圣经里边常常替换。
The Greek word for soul is psyche, where we get psychology from.
在希腊文里边，这个性全性，它这个是用
psychology
就是现在讲的心理学的这个字根。
By definition, it is like we talk about a heart being the seat of emotion. This is the seat of life or life itself.
我们在讲说这个心是讲到说我们的情感所在的地方，这个性是讲到说我们这个人就是我们这个人。
In other words, is what makes the body becomes animative. If I die, my soul goes to be somewhere to be with the Lord. But you only see a shell. But what makes it come alive and animative is the soul, the life.
所以这个性情就是让我们这些人能够活起来的这个东西。如果我死了以后，我这个身体就变成一个空壳子，我的这个性情就会离开我。
It's really interesting to see how the Bible uses the word suke in other contexts. You must turn to this one, Luke chapter 12.
我们看一看这个性是什么，就是从路加福音第十二章。
We could title this one as my translation title it, the parable of the rich fool.
我们这边就讲到说有一个富人的比喻，财主的比喻。
The context is about people care about stuff and everything like that, and Jesus started. Let's pick up in verse 16. Then he spoke a parable to them, saying, "The ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully, and he thought within himself, saying, 'What shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops?' So he said, 'I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater. There I will store my crops and my goods, and I will say to my soul,'" here's the word suke, "'soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your suke, soul, will be required of you. Then whose will these things be which you are provided?'"
路加福音十二章第十六节就讲到一个比喻，那个人就讲说，有一个财主田产丰富，自己心里思想说，我的出产没有地方放，我怎么办呢？又说我要这么办，要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。然后对我的灵魂说，这个灵魂就是刚才我们讲的那个性情，说灵魂呐、啊，你有许多的财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。神对他说，无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，这灵魂也就是刚才他讲的这个 suki， 你所预备的要归给谁呢？
In other words, Jesus tells the parable to talk about our man who was concerned about dressing up this life.
我们这边这个比喻里边就看到说，我们这个人呢，很容易就常常想我们今生所需要的事情。
He loves his life so dearly that he wants it to look good.
他很爱他的生命，所以呢，他就想让自己的今生的生活就看起来很好。
In the next verses, he talks about worry, like we worry about food and clothing and everything like that. He says in verse 23, "Life is more than food and body."
对，所以这个我们人呢，常常就想到说我们要吃什么、穿什么。所以在第二十二节，主耶稣就讲的说，你们不要为生命忧虑吃什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。
In other words, you spent your life literally like money. You spent your life for things that will not amount to eternity.
所以我们在这个生命里边、生活里边，我们常常花很多的精力和金钱在一些事情上，不能存到永远的事上。
He has energy. He breathes for what's going to make him look good.
这个人呢，他就花了很多的功夫来让他自己，让别人看到他是非常好的人。
One more in chapter 14 of the same Luke, in reference to following Jesus, he says in.Chapter 14, verse 26. "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father, his mother, his wife, his children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple."
同样的经节在路加福音第十四章二十六节里边讲，人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄姊妹和自己的生命，就不能做我的门徒。
Not only does God want us to love Him with our heart, that He is the one who controls us because of His love, He wants us to love Him with our life, that this body, whatever I do in this body, it ought to be motivated by the love of God.
神所以要求我们，不仅要求我们的情感方面来爱神，他也要求我们这个魂，就是我们这个整个控制我们人的这个东西来爱神。
Let's move on to mind.
我们再来看看我们的意念这件事。
He says, not only love God with our heart or soul, but also with our minds. Notice that in the Deuteronomy passage, it has love and with strength. But here, the Greek translators put mind.
我们这边所讲的说尽意，就是用我们的意念来爱神。我们注意一下，这个跟生命记里边讲的有点不一样。生命记里边的讲的说是尽力，这边却是讲尽意。
You see, the first part deals with the inner man, and then after that you have the shell that makes it activated, that goes to the place, that seeks the job, that turns to that inner person and so forth.
我们知道说我们这个人是有一个躯壳，还有里边一个魂，能够让我们做很多的事情。
You see, many times we use our minds to engage in things that doesn't profit.
我们有很多时候，我们是用我们的意念来做一些事情，是不让我们受益的。
We are told in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16, that we should have the mind of Christ.
在哥林多前书第二章里边讲说，我们要以耶稣的心为心。
Philippians chapter 2, 5 tells us that let this mind be in you, which is the mind of humility. Not the mind of pride.
腓立比书里边也讲到说，让我们有一个谦卑的心。
Colossians 3:2 tells us that don't set your mind on the things here, but set your minds on things above.
哥罗西书里边也讲到说，不要把你的心意念放在这些事情上，要把你的心放在属天的事情上。
And Romans chapter 12:2 tells us that.Hey, in light of all that God has done for us in chapter 1 to chapter 11, God has been good to us. Hey, you should present your bodies to the Lord and do that by renewing your mind too.
在罗马书第十二章第二节里边也讲到说，神救了你们，所以你们要心，意念要更新变化。
So Andrew,
心意要更新变化。
What is God saying to me?
所以 Andrew, 那个神到底要跟我讲什么呢？
God is saying to us today that our entire being, our personhood, ought to be lived for the love of God.
所以总的来讲，就是说神要求我们这个整个全人要活着为神。
Now, remember, this is the commandments that none of them fulfill the commandment.
我们要记住这件事情，就是说他们在以色列人没有一个人能够达到。这样的要求
Only Jesus Christ fulfilled the commandments.
只有耶稣他达到了神的要求。
So in order for us to love God the way He's commanding us to love Him, first we need to be have Christ be in us.
所以说要如果我们想来遵守神的诫命的话，我们第一件事就要让神住在我们的里边。
And it's not just good to have Christ living in us only, but we also need to walk in Him daily.
不仅仅是让耶稣只是住在我们的里边，我们要每天跟他一起走。
Now Satan knows this. Satan knows that if this brother and this sister has God as the affection of his life, that there's no stopping him. You know what he does?He tempts us. That's why the Bible says, "Do not love the world, nor the things of this world."
你知道撒旦很知道一件事情，就是说他要是知道你神在你的生活里只是一个点缀的话，他就有机可乘，他就常常的来试探我们。这个就是他所用的伎俩。
This is not easy.
这个不是很容易的事。
Take a man like Solomon. Solomon had it all.
我们看看所罗门的例子。所罗门是一个很富足的王。
Money, he had it all.
他有钱。
women, he had it all.
他有很多的嫔妃。
House on the hill, he had it.
他有个大房子，而且在山上面一个大房子。
We're told that his wives caused his heart to be turned away from God, and then he started to worship idols.
我们看到在圣经里边记载说他所有的那些外邦的女子 的妻子来引诱他的心从神这边转向外邦的神
He said, brothers and sisters and friends, we were created for God according to Colossians chapter 1 verse 15 and following verses
亲爱的弟兄姊妹我们要记得我们当初被造的时候是为了神的
We were created to give God glory
我们被造的时候是要来荣耀神的。
We were created to live our lives for God.
我们被造是为了来荣耀神。
Is that the way you live? Is God the reason why you do the things that you do?
这是不是我们生活的目标呢？这是不是我们做事的一个所要达到的目的呢？
How does this translate in, say, like a college student?
那我们想想在实际上面怎么样来应用呢？我们来打个比方，就是像我们现在读大学的这些学生们。
Many times when we look for a college, I would want to go somewhere. We tend to ask, how does this gonna make me feel? How does this gonna make me look good? Or how does this gonna look on my resume? Instead of how is this gonna glorify God?
我们在选择学校的时候就常常会想到说这个我喜欢不喜欢还这个对我的前途有没有影响还有这个在我的以后履历表上是不是很辉煌但是我们很少问一句说这件事情能不能来荣耀神
We often seek personal comforts first before we, and then we ask God to bless it afterwards
我们常常是来先寻找自己喜欢的东西完了以后就到神的面前来求神来祝福这件事
In other words, the way we live our lives is that we want God to revolve around us instead of our lives revolving around God
我们其实我们所做的事情就是我们在中心让神在我们的周围转却并不是说神应该是居中心我们应该是围着神
But I asked myself, Andrew, you're still giving me a lot of information. Still, how does this really look to really love God?
Andrew, 你讲了这么多，好像还是很多道理上的事情。那怎么样子是爱神？
Let's put our heart to the test here.
那让我们的心再来接受一个测验。
I remember when I came to the States, I was living in Atlanta, and I went to a Promise Keepers meeting.
我那个时候刚到美国的时候，我住在亚特兰大，在去一个promise keeping 的一个会议。
Yeah, it's one of those meetings when they try to rally the man to be the godly man that you're supposed to be.
所以在那种会上面呢，他就是说我们这些人都要为神来活。
And then this American gentleman get up and.You know, he wanted to share a testimony.
就有一个美国人站起来，他要来分享一个见证。
And he chuckled a bit, and all this was just new to me, fresh from Jamaica and everything. And he said, "You know, my son-in-law is black, and when my daughter said that she was gonna marry to him, I was upset."
我那个时候在刚到美国，我还不太知道这边的事情，所以那个人来分享见证的时候，他就讲说，我的女儿要嫁一个黑人，那个时候他就非常非常的生气，他说这个不可以。
You see where I'm going with this? You see, you don't know the condition of your heart until you're placed in a certain spot.
所以我们其实你知道我要讲的事情吗我讲的事情就是说除非你被放在一个环境里边你根本不知道你的心在哪里
If your child said I want to be a doctor to go to Africa What would you say? Go, go, doctor, go!
如果 你的孩子说我现在要去当医生是为了以后我去非洲帮助那些需要的人，你会怎么讲呢？你会说赶快去吧，赶快去吧。
Let's say he should bring someone home, she should bring someone home who is not your culture, but is a Christian who loves the Lord. What would you say?
如果你的孩子带一个人来，不是我们的种族的，那但是这个人很爱主，你会怎么讲呢？
Let's say God is saying, I want you to go back to China, not Beijing or Shanghai, but to the remote parts of China to be my missionary. Yes, the bathroom may not be the way, modern facility, but I want you to go there. Would you go?
如果神今天把你差回中国，并不是去北京、上海这些大城市，而是都去很边远的乡村，条件很不好，你会去吗？
Suppose he says that he wants you to sell your house in Beverly Hills and go live in D.C. Would you go?
他如果说你把你在 Beverly Hill 的那个大房子卖掉，以后去华盛顿 D.C. 那个里边去住，你会不会去呢？
Suppose he said, take the first paycheck and give it to me as a first fruit. Would you give it?
如果神说你把你第一张薪水第一份薪水都奉献给我你会不会这样做呢？
And in Deuteronomy chapter 6, suppose he says, teach your kids my words. Would you be faithful to do it?
就像在生命记第六章里边讲的说，你要教导你的孩子我所给你的律法，你会不会这样去做呢？
In other words, brothers and sisters, if you're like me, because I have a daughter, and I soon buy a shotgun. But let's say that one day she brings home a guy that I'm not. He's a godly young man, but I'm not approve of him. Okay, maybe he's from some family where they used to have drugs and everything like that. What would I do?
我有个女儿，我不晓得她有一天长大以后会带回家来一个男孩子。这个男孩子可能是她是个很好的弟兄，但是他有很糟糕的前科。那个时候我会怎么样反应呢？
In my flesh, indeed, I would want to buy a shotgun.
照我的肉体来讲，我会去买一支短枪。
But what would God want me to do?
但是神会让我怎么做呢？
You know, in the church in Revelation chapter 2, the church at Ephesus, we are told one of the problems with them, they had a lot of good things going for them. And if Revelation chapter 2,
在启示录里边第二章里边讲到以弗所的教会，它这个教会里边有很多好的东西。
In verse 2, they says,I know your works, your labor, your patience, that you cannot bear with those who are evil, and you have tested those who say that they are apostles and are not, and have found them to be liars. In other words, this is a great church. You have persevered and have patience, have labored for my name's sake, and have not become weary. Nevertheless, I have this against you. You have left your first love.
就是在第二章里面讲，我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人，你也曾试验拿自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来，你也能忍耐成为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。但是第四节里面讲，然而我有件事要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
In other words, you can see why this is a hard time for me toprepare and preach this message, because this is speaking to me. Things are going well in church, but one thing, you have left your first love.
所以你就看到嘛，这件事情就是我为什么准备这个讲章的时候有一个很难的一个地方，就是现在好像事情都进行得很好，在教会里边都很好但是呢，神却责备我说我已经离开了我起初的爱。
The question on the floor today is, does God have our hearts, our soul, our minds?
所以在今天我们面对的这个问题就是 我们坐在这里，神是不是能我们对神是不是尽心尽意尽力的来爱他？
We are told in the last days that there will be people will be more of lovers of pleasures in 2 Timothy chapter 3 rather than lovers of God.
所以在提摩太后说后书第二章里第三章里边讲的时候，在末世的时候，人都是为了自己，就没爱神的心就淡漠了。
Yeah, many times we don't go to church because we don't feel like we don't go witness to our unsaved friends because we don't feel like.
所以我们常常听到这样的话，就是说我今天不想去聚会我今天不想去关心我的弟兄姊妹，因为我不觉得我愿意这样做。
We love our lives. We love our pride. Let's say he insulted me.
我们很喜欢我们自己的自尊心，也很喜欢我们自己的骄傲的情绪，所以当人常常跟我们讲一点话，我们就被冒犯了。
God doesn't just want a part of us. Our bodies are here.
就是我们只是仅仅的我们的躯壳在这里，神不愿意跟我们在一起。
He wants all of us. He wants our complete being. He says, you can't loveGod and mammon at the same time, money, stuff.
神是要我们整个的全人，所以神说你不可以又侍奉我，又侍奉马门。马门就是金钱的意思。
He wants our commitment. He wants our undivided attention.
他需要我们来委身于他，让我们完全的来顺服他。
But it makes sense. If God created us for Him, we ought to be living that way. Doesn't that make sense?
这也很合情合理，因为神当初造我们就是为了他的，所以我们活着为了主也是很合情合理的事情。
But we live our lives as if the end goal in life is to make money, is to have children, is to have a big house, as if those are the definition of life. Those things only take definition as long as we worship God the way he is.
如果我们的生活上面只是说我们的生活的目标就是要有孩子，要有房子，要赚很多的钱，那就失去了我们生活的目的。但是我们当我们来爱神，我们这些事情就成为有意义的事情。
There's something that I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about when I die. Not that I plan to die right now, but when I die and go to heaven, God is going to ask me.To give account for the life that I live.
我有一件事情非常我很挂心，就是说有一天我会死，那个是死的时候到天上去，神会问我。
Will he say to me that yes, you got to heaven by the skin of your teeth, but I wasn't in the rooms of your life. I only occupy certain areas of your life.You didn't show that you love me with your pocket. You didn't show that you love me with your time. You didn't show that you love me among your friends. You didn't show that you love me in your neighborhood. You didn't show that you love me wherever you go.
可能那个时候我会到天堂去，但是神却责备我说，我没有看到你用你的金钱，用你的权人，用你的在你的朋友里边。还有在你的家里边来显出我的爱来。
Because time is going, we're going to have to do the next part for next time. But he says, now that you love me, you should love one another. Love your neighbor as yourself.
我们今天因为时间的关系，我没有办法讲到第二个部分。但是神讲说，你爱我，你也用这个爱来爱别人。
In the book of John, you know, people were saying that I love God, but they hate their brother. If you have somebody here that you have up in your heart, or if you have bitterness, it's a good indicator that you don't really love God.
在约翰一书里边就讲到说，有的人他说他爱神，他说却恨你的弟兄，那个就看出他实在是没有爱神。
Because John said, "You can't say you love God and hate your brother. No way."
所以约翰就讲说，你不能说你爱神，你却恨你的弟兄，这是不可能的。
It only makes sense because man is made in the image of God.
这个是很合情合理的，因为说我们的人就是按着神的形象来造的。
But more about that next time.
所以我们下一次会继续分享。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Okay, Andrew, you talk about loving God.
Andrew, 你我们现在讲了怎么样子来爱神。
And I realize that I don't love God as much as I should.
我知道我没有爱你。
Maybe the first thing that we need to do is to examine our heart to see if he's inside there.
可能我们第一件事情就是要来看看我们的心是不是我们在神的那边。
And if he lives in our heart, then we should ask, are we walking with him every day?
如果神你在我们的心里，我们就要说我们是不是每天与你一起行走。
You know, Jesus said this quite clearly. He said, if you love me, you will obey my commandments.
耶稣说得很清楚，人若爱我，就遵守我的命令。
Check it out sometimes in John 14.
我们要去看一看约翰福音第十四章。
You can't say you love me and you're not obeying me. No, that's a contradiction.
如果你说爱我，却不遵守我的命令，这是自相矛盾的。
Obeying me in being a witness. Obeying me in bearing one another's burdens.
来顺服主，来做见证，来顺服主，彼此来相爱。
All the New Testament commands.
所有的新约里边的命令。
Why don't you take some time and just examine your life, your heart, your mind, your strength.
让我们拿一点时间来看看自己的心，我们的魂，我们的意念。
God is a God of grace and he loves to forgive us.
神是一个恩典的神，他愿意来赦免我们。
This word was meant to get us on track to love him the way we ought to.
这些话是让我们回转来向他。
And if we've been loving him that way, keep on loving him that way.
如果我们里边是爱他，也让我们来更继续来爱他。
And we now have the capacity to love him like that because he has poured out his love in our lives.
我们知道我们能够爱他，是因为他先爱了我们。
Father, we confess that we have not loved you the way we ought to.
天父，我们在这里。我们在这里承认我们没有尽我们应该所能来爱你。
We were created to love you, O God.
我们被造就是来爱你。
Help us, Lord, by your strength to do what we were designed to do.
天父来帮助我们，让我们能够做你要我们做的事。
I pray, Father, that You will give us the strength to love our brothers and sisters.
神，我们在这里祷告，让你给我们力量来彼此来相爱。
Help us now, Lord, to live the life that you have for us, for your honor and for your glory.
让我们过的生活是能够荣耀你，可以来见证你。
In Jesus' name.
靠耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.